The ring, as I understand it, was established in about 1938 by a group of young people who were all members of the Society of Friends, aka the Quakers, who had a largish congregation in Welwyn Garden City, probably due to the nature of the establishment of the Garden City in the early part of the 20th century. Anyway, this group of young people got together to have discussions about various topics and have various activities. It was a social group. There was no television in those days. There was a cinema in the town, I guess. I think there was a theatrical club. Probably that was about it on a Sunday, especially on a Sunday night, which is when they met. And they met for many years in the back house rooms in Hanside Lane, which still exist. They met pretty well continuously from 1938 through to, I guess, about 1981, 82, probably not later than 85, on a regular Sunday evening. In the 1950s, the public library was in Gessens Road, in the white building that's in still in Gessens Road, and I saw an advert on their notice board inviting people to go along for Sunday evening membership. And I did. I went with my cousin the first day, because he happened to be living with us at the time. And I sort of had a fairly full-on relationship with the ring from, I suspect, the late 1950s through to when they packed up in the mid-1980s. Although to say that they've packed up is probably a bit of a broad brush. They stopped having regular meetings in the mid-1980s, but in fact, a number of the members of the ring over the years have remained quite good friends and still, in a way, go around as a group like we did in the 1950s and 60s. They had a committee, decided what they would do. I think they even had planning meetings. You'll see from the literature that I've got, they did have what they called planning meetings, and I guess those were meetings where members suggested activity. The members themselves created the evening. So we had one member who built his own car in the 1950s, which was a rare thing to do. Mm. And he came along and described how he'd done it. We had filmmaking evenings because a couple of members were keen on making amateur films. So we did that. We had photographic evenings. We had another member who was interested in canals and gliding, so he gave us evenings on what it was like to go gliding. He got along quite a well-known personality in the gliding in the UK gliding world, a chap called Irving, who came all the way up from probably London to talk to us about operating a glider. The member also was interested in canals and resurrecting canals, so he arranged canal holidays, and we would go on quite adventurous canal holidays through canals which were officially not open. We did that for several years, so we went right round Birmingham on the canals, and that was before the gentrification of Gas Street Basin. We even had to have hard hats to descend the flight of locks where they were building the GPO Tower in Birmingham, and navigated in and out of the columns of Spaghetti Junction while that was being built as well, which was exciting. Getting people to turn out for meetings, especially when they were outside speakers or guest speakers, was always a difficulty and always a bit problematic. I don't think we ever got more than about 30 members to turn up. What the membership actually stood at, probably 40 people at the most. And of course, it was the marriages at the ring, of which there have been several, my own included, caused the death of the ring. Because when children came along, at least one member of the family had to remain at home to look after the infants. In the early days, I suppose there was probably only one public house in the town, so that was never a great attraction to or a rival to the ring. But later on, there were a few more. I suppose people just did other things. Possibly 18, because I think there's a first signature of mine when I was in 1959. That would make me 18, I think.
Were you the youngest? Or
I probably was. I think probably a couple of girls who were a bit young, might have been a bit younger than me, but there were certainly people who were older than me. I think Mike Anand was there. He's definitely older than me.
David Sutton.
Yeah. And I think Jimmy Reeve, whose name may pop up, but you may have interviewed him. I think he's now departed, unfortunately. He was involved. And the Baker brothers. Now, the Baker brothers are older than me. So, yes, I was probably the younger portion of the group. Yes, so Pete Baker and Keith Baker are both older than me.
I think probably the ring is best known for sort of having speakers and discussions, certainly from the beginning.
Mm.
But
the ringlets seem to have been something that evolved in the mid-1940s, which is obviously before my time. Looking at the names in those archives, it seemed to me that a number of people who I would have associated with dramatic organisations within the town, you know, either the folk players or the Welland drama groups, those names seem to appear in the Ring's membership list. And I notice that they've also been involved in producing plays and things like that, both to go in for the various drama festivals, the Youth Drama Festival and the Senior Drama Festival, and producing plays for their own, you know, just to put on at the Barn Theatre as a performance. And it strikes me that they've sort of, some people have split off from the Ring to form this sort of other group, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own, really. Similarly, the filmmaking group, which Pete Baker and Keith Baker were quite keen on, took on a life of its own for a while, made use of the Ring's membership to take part in the film, either in front of a camera or behind the camera. You know, but it wasn't really a Ring activity as such. You know, it probably featured perhaps once or twice on a Sunday evening schedule, but the rest of the time it was meeting separately from the Ring at other times, you know, Saturdays.
So by the time you joined, Ringlets didn't really sort of exist so much?
Not that I'm aware of.